Good afternoon. I'm Linda Dow. This is National Dental Hygienist Week, and it's a pleasure to welcome dental hygienist Gina Lewis from the Maple Family Dentistry in Smiths Falls. Hi, Gina.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Nice to have you join us. And, you know, we sure appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule today to chat with us.
No problem.
Okay, we will try not to keep you too long. You're waiting to get back to your patients, I know. So let's start with, what is the function of a hygienist within the dental health team?
Well, Lindy, the dental hygienist is very important in recognizing and assessing and educating clients. Sometimes people think we're here to nag at them. We're not here to nag at you. We're here to educate you so that you can have good oral health and you can keep your teeth for life, because that's what they were meant for. Keep your teeth for life.
Now,
And we also do oral cancer checks and just your whole oral health.
So what are you looking for then when you look in someone's mouth?
Well, we're looking for, we look at the soft tissue. So we're looking for any irregularities in that. And if we see something, you know, we usually here we're lucky enough to have dentists on staff. So they come and they also have a look. So then there's four eyes checking. And if there's something that we feel you need to have further looked at, then we send you off to a specialist. We're looking at the hard tissue at your teeth, making sure the alignment is good. Early development is important, and we can refer to orthodontists if needed. We check, of course, for tooth decay. The earlier we get a cavity, the better, because the larger it is, the closer it can be to the nerve, and then you end up with more expensive procedures and more invasive, like root canals or crowns or worse, an extraction.
So what is the age that we should start taking children to the dentist?
You should actually bring your child in around age one, because they are starting to get their teeth. So we can look for something that might be an obvious irregularity, but we're also, with the parents there, we're able to start early education on what children you should encourage with eating, drinking, oral hygiene, cleaning, how to do all that. So they start their development early and hopefully a long life of healthy teeth.
It sounds to me like you're talking about a routine here.
Definitely a routine. That's all oral hygiene, home care at home is just a routine, and developing good habits. We know bad habits are easy to get. Good habits are sometimes a little more difficult, sometimes always get put to the back burner, but good oral hygiene is very important.
So does a healthy mouth mean a healthy body and vice versa?
Oftentimes it does, Linda. They recognize links between an unhealthy mouth, links with diabetes, links with stroke, plaque accumulation in the carotid arteries, blockages. There's also many other areas of the health that they're looking into the research. And sometimes even they find with a link with Alzheimer's, and who knows what else they're going to find. So yes, your mouth is the entranceway to your body, and the healthier your mouth is, that is reflective on the rest of your body's health.
You know, that's incredible. And it's something that most of us really don't think about in that way, do we?
No, we don't. We often just think a nice smile, straight teeth, and that's it.
Right. Straight white teeth. And that's all we want.
Yeah. Straight white teeth. Exactly.
Which not a lot of us have, actually. I'm just wondering, how does the food we eat, affect our oral health?
Well, the food we eat, it greatly affects your oral health, especially cavities, caries in the mouth. And it takes two things to get a cavity. Well, three things. You need a tooth, mm-hmm. You need bacteria, and you need sugar. And the sugar and the bacteria have a reaction and they produce acid. And acid demineralizes the enamel, and then it can actually get through and at the underlying tissue. When it's in the outer enamel, the first breakdown of the enamel, we can sometimes reverse it or stop it with good home care, change in diet, change in home care, fluoride. And that's what we want to get to. Well, we'd like to get that they don't even get those decalcified areas, but sugar is, it's an epidemic, Linda. It's everywhere. It's in everything. It's in your ketchup, your barbecue sauce, your mm-hmm. salad dressings, all this fat-free food that was once big is they took out the fat, but then they replaced it with sugar. The average male should have about 6 teaspoons of added sugar in a day. The average female 6, the male 9. And like in one pop, you can get that. You can get your 9 teaspoons of sugar.
Right. And it's not like we should have that. It's like we shouldn't go above that. Is that what you're saying then, eh? Mm-hmm.
That you shouldn't go above it. But you know, when people drink 2 double doubles a day, well, there's 4 teaspoons right there. So you're halfway and you haven't even had anything else, but it's in everything.
It's something to really keep in mind. And what about carbohydrates?
Well, that's a carbohydrate is a sugar. Carbohydrates break down into simple sugars.
Okay. So we have to watch the carbs as well. If we think that just eating bread is okay because it maybe doesn't have any sugar in it, that's maybe not a good thing either, eating too much of it, right?
Well, basically, I mean, too much of anything is not good, but there's definitely your obvious sugars. Uh-huh, and in a lot of your processed foods and what they have in a lot of them now, it's high fructose corn syrup. And high fructose corn syrup in large amounts can affect young people who drink a lot of pop. A lot of those, you go to a fast food place and they get free refills and they get actual fatty deposits around their liver. And they end up with the livers like a 50-year-old alcoholic surrounded by fatty liver disease. So it's really, really important, not just your teeth. Sugar feeds cancer, sugar feeds inflammation. So it's not just your teeth, it's your teeth and your overall health.
Mm-hmm. Now you've talked about foods that we should avoid, cut down on sugar, cut down on carbs and that sort of thing. What are some of the good food choices?
Well, you have your natural fruits, right? Mm-hmm. That have sugar, but they also have the fiber and all the nutrients mixed in with them. So as opposed to a juice, eat the fruit. Cheese is a good thing to send with kids in their lunches. You know, maybe they have a piece of fruit with a piece of cheese. Cheese neutralizes the acidity. Yogurts, you kind of have to be careful. If you read the label on some of these yogurts, they can have 4 to 6 teaspoons of sugar in them. It'd be really great with new parents if they would just start their kids on plain Greek yogurt. But as we know, not many of us eat plain Greek yogurt. So,
and then they'd get a taste for it. We introduce sugar too soon, perhaps, and they just get used to it and they need it and they want it after that. I'm wondering, Gina, how long have you been in this profession and why did you want to become a dental hygienist?
Well, I started off 36 years ago as a dental assistant for 3 years. And my boss at the time encouraged me to go back to get into hygiene. And I did. And I don't know, I just love hygiene. When I graduated, I thought I could wipe out tooth decay because I know what causes it and I know how to prevent it. So it's been 32 years of a little bit of frustration there because I haven't succeeded to wipe it out as yet, but I am not done.
It sounds like you're very determined and very knowledgeable at the same time. So let's talk for a second about the benefits of keeping our teeth healthy and how to best do that.
Well, obviously, pain is a big thing. You want to keep your teeth healthy because a cavity, the larger it gets, it can get into the nerve. People can end up with a really bad toothache. And when people have a toothache, you can see it in their face. And dentistry is an expensive thing today with the price of everything. So if you can avoid a lot of the problems in dentistry, then you're laughing, you know, but it's really good to see your dental hygienist, your dentist regularly on a regular basis, because if there is something small, we can catch it when it's tiny rather than it's large. But people, you know, they miss work, they end up using the emergency rooms. And in the emergency rooms, most of the time, you're just given an antibiotic. So it, you know, that fixes the symptoms, but it doesn't fix the cause. So oral hygiene is so important because we want our teeth for life. It creates a nice smile. It can affect our speech. It obviously affects our eating. So your teeth are very, very important.
So what are the things that we should do on a daily basis?
Well, on a daily basis, you should brush your teeth a minimum of twice a day and at least for 2 minutes. A lot of electric toothbrushes today have a feature where they kind of have some indicator that tells you when 2 minutes is up. And that's a great thing. Electric toothbrushes are great. Manuals work pretty good as long as you have to keep that brush on the tooth moving around for a good 2 minutes. Then you have to clean in between your teeth because that's where most tooth decay occurs. And that's where all of gum disease occurs. So somehow you either floss, or if your spaces are big enough, interdental brushes are a good thing. Then it's very important to brush your tongue. Your tongue is made up of little fibers that also collect bacteria, and then they become elongated and they become coated, and you get your teeth all clean and you rub your tongue over them. So that can affect breath as well. So always brush your tongue just with water in a forward motion. And a mouth rinse isn't a bad idea as well. An antiseptic mouth rinse, or if you have a high risk of tooth decay, maybe something with a little bit of fluoride to give you a little extra protection.
Okay. Now, what about water picks? What do you think of them?
Well, water picks are something that you should talk to with your professional, your healthcare professional, your hygienist, because in some instances, it's not recommended. You know, if you have nice, tight, beautiful teeth, sometimes just the floss is good. Sometimes people with issues, periodontal disease, they have to be very careful in how they use that because they can cause more problems. So, you know, those are questions. That's why we're here. We're here to help educate you and teach you how to maintain your teeth in your mouth.
So what do you say to someone who maybe is reluctant or a bit nervous about going to a dentist? Is the hygienist a good place to start?
Hygienist is a great place to start. We have patience. We have, you know, we have understanding. I was not a good dental patient as a child myself, so I know exactly where they're coming from. But, you know, you just go slowly and you always give the client the right to say stop at any time. And they actually have control. And, you know, we just try to help them and we go slowly. It's not something we have to rush into. And, you know, we try to work with the client.
So it's hard. A lot of people, you know, they're just reluctant to go to the dentist. And you know, what do you say to people like that? I mean, what advice would you give to try to make them feel more comfortable? I don't know. It's hard. I know a lot of people just say, oh, I don't want to go to the dentist. It might hurt, or it's expensive, or it's, you know, they don't realize that, you know, we have to keep take care of our teeth. I mean, it's so important, isn't it?
It is so important. And, you know, people take care of their cars. They're always, you know, they go for their regular lube, oil, and filter, or, you know, you go for your regular haircut, but your mouth, that's your oral health. That's the entrance to your body. That is so important. When you have a toothache, it affects your, if you've ever had a toothache, it affects your whole body. You know, it's got that pain. So it's so important. And it's so important to find someone that you feel comfortable with. And, you know, we do try our very best to make you feel as comfortable as we can and to work with you.
That's great. Yep. We have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to say, that you'd like our listeners to know about?
During COVID, it has been very stressful on many people, and we've noticed a lot more people clenching and grinding their teeth and people actually breaking their teeth. So it's really important to, you know,
really?
Come in and see your dentist. Oh, yeah.
Stress. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, there's been a great increase in that, and a lot of people, you know, getting night guards to help prevent that. So we're here for you, and we'd love to see you, and we're here to help. That's what hygienists do. We are here to help. We want you to have good oral hygiene, and we want you to be comfortable in your mouth. Oftentimes people come in and, you know, their mouth may be very unhealthy, and after, you know, some time, it doesn't happen overnight, we get them healthy and they're flossing regularly and brushing, and they feel a difference. And that's our job satisfaction, when somebody feels the difference.
Yeah, exactly. That must be very satisfying for you.
It sure is.
So I just wanted to mention that, you know, the month of April is National Oral Health Month. And of course, this week we celebrate National Dental Hygienist Week. And Gina, I want to thank you so much. You've got to get back to your patients there. They're waiting for you. We don't want to keep you one more minute.
Well, thank you very much. And I hope that helps. And I look forward to seeing people at the office.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Gina.
All right. Take care.
Take care and have a great day. Thanks so much again. I've been speaking with Gina Lewis, dental hygienist with Maple Dental Family Dentistry in Smiths Falls. I'm Linda Dell. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.